We don't know. Now, you do know Guns the Gunshot live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps. I went stop what they're doing. Stop, focus, pay attention. One of the hardest working people out there, whether it's in a band or outside of a band. He's a great American. He's a great dude in general. He's a very nice person, and he's got a hell of a voice, and he's also a good singer-songwriter. Whew, those are a lot of compliments. His name is Shane. He's from Valencia. How are you, man?
What's up, brother?
How'd you like that? That was pretty good, right?
I'm flattered. I really am. I'm blushing.
We'll put that on your tombstone. Hopefully you don't die soon. But when you do, we'll put that on it. So awesome, man. Listen, Twitter.com says Valencia Shane. Shane, what's up, dude? It's been a while. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Just working hard like usual, and I'm good. No complaints, man.
You've had some downtime. Has it felt pretty good?
Yeah, it's been an interesting transition without a doubt, but it feels good to know that at least I feel my work ethic.
Right. That it wasn't just a phase or anything like that, that you're still able to, still able to pull that off,
Yeah, and it's weird. I was talking to Ian Grushka a little while back. For those of you who don't know, he's the bass player for Newfound Glory. And he said something to me that kind of stuck with me. He was like, basically, it's hard enough as it is to build a band once, in your lifetime, let alone to start from scratch again and do it again. So that's something that kind of stuck with me. But, at the same time, thinking in that term makes me want to work even harder for it because it's like, yeah, it's hard to do that, but I have faith in myself and I have faith, in the people that support my music and what I stand for, that something good can come from this. So
right.
We'll see what happens, but I have the work ethic and I really just I want it so bad,
Right. And obviously Valencia with huge following and such a strong ass and loyal fan base. It's been 8-9 years or so just busting your asses constantly. And I must say, dude, I was fucking depressed and upset. And I kept always defending. I was like, no, they're not breaking up. They're not. I kept defending you guys, just like, fuck. And then we did so much, not we, but we did do so much. And then did you feel like you left it all on the table with Valencia? Everybody together, just working your asses off and it was just the best thing, I guess, for everybody involved or?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would use the term depressing because it really for all of us, it just got to a point where we were we've done these great support tours and we've really put our entire 110% effort into this. And the fans that we do have that really do enjoy our music are loyal as fuck. What I mean? And I'm humbled just to know that there's people out there that actually care enough to be loyal to a band like that,
Right.
And I think for all of us, it just got to a point where life happened and you need to kind of take a step back and realize what you're doing. And for us, it just came at a time where we needed to take a little bit of a break to maybe see if, people can realize that we were there, now we're not there, and it's come to the shows next time if you don't want to see a band break up.
Right, yeah.
Buy a CD. Don't
take you guys for granted. Don't take it for granted,
Yeah, and I'm not bitching by any means because, I appreciate the last 8 years more than anybody knows,
Right.
The experiences that I've had through Valencia are ones that are going to stay with me for the rest of my life, I'll be the 90-year-old grandfather that's, telling his kids all about the stories.
Right. And there are stories. There are plenty of stories. A lot of memories.
Yeah.
So, I guess even just for the mental and physical well-being and health of everybody involved, I guess it just had to, it just had to happen. So maybe it's not, not really a relief, but maybe it is a relief in some aspect for you guys, so.
I definitely wouldn't call it a relief because everybody had their hearts in this. To put up with some of the shit we put up with, you definitely have to have your heart in it. And the music industry is a rough fucking place. And everybody who's in it knows that. And it's just all about working hard and maintain the connection that you originally connect with, and the ones that, you know, kind of pick up on the game a little late. But it's just, it is what it is, man. You know, I mean, I'm not saying that this is for good, and I don't think any of the other guys are saying it's for good. I think we're all just saying, you know, maybe, you know, I'm not going to even say an amount of time because I don't want to lead people on.
Yeah, of course. Like, we don't need the message boards blowing up with quotes or something right now. So
yeah, you know, like, but like, I know for a fact that all the guys still care about it and that everybody, you know, hopefully sometime down the line is ready to kind of maybe get back into it and like see what we can do after taking a little bit of a break. But for us, it was like 7.5 years of going really hard. I mean, like, even when we were home, we weren't home. You know what I mean? We were constantly practicing and writing. And I mean, that's how a band should be, because if you take it as your job, it is your job, and you need to put everything into it. And the good thing about music in general is that, you know, if it is your job, you're blessed because you get to do something that you love. And it's hard to make money and it's hard to survive doing it, but the one thing we always had to remind ourselves is that, hey, we're not working 9 to 5, so we're not stuck in a fucking cubicle. We're like out on the road, like seeing the world, and we're playing music, you know, regardless of whether or not there's 20 people at the show or 2,500 people at the show. It's like, money is something that you could always work for in the future, but like, nothing could ever take away the experiences that we had and the times that we share.
Right. And, and just being, you know, just being surrounded by friends, which would be your fans. You know what I mean? Just like,
exactly. You know, it's like, we made such a connection, like, with so many people. Like, it's like, they weren't just fans. They were family. You know what I mean? Like, we'd roll through their town and these people would show up and they'd like, we'd hang out with them. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, we weren't one of those bands that would stay backstage the entire fucking night and like not talk to anybody. We were always out front, like, enjoying the other bands that were on the tours and talking to people and like getting to know people. We're all like dudes that just want to live life and enjoy living life. And like, we were blessed to have the opportunity to play music in front of so many people and like, or so little sometimes, but
right, yeah.
You know, however you want to look
there
at
were
it,
some
it,
of those, I mean, right? Yeah.
Every band has that though. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's completely.
Like, you take the good with the bad, but you always got to remember the good should always outweigh the bad, even if there are more bad memories than good. You know, it's like, take the good away from whatever negative situation you can. And, you know, that's what, like, most of our records were even about, is, like, taking the good over top of the bad and trying to remember that, like, you really kind of only get one shot at this life to, like, live it however you want, because, I mean, who knows, if you're reincarnated, that's a whole other fucking story, but if you're reincarnated, you're not going to remember your past life, you know what I mean? Like, what's the point in living negatively when you have so many years on this earth to just kind of enjoy what you're doing? And, it's a tough thing to remember when times are shitty, but, like, if you can kind of keep that mindset, like, then you're good, you're straight, and, you know, things will work out for you somehow, some way.
That's awesome. Somehow things will work out some. Uh-oh, found a lyric. We're speaking to Shane from Valencia. Twitter.com says Valencia Shane. But it's not like you're done with music, not even by a long shot, because, I know that you've been doing some solo stuff. And then most importantly, I remember reading not too long ago this, we need to get you on Warped Tour, all right? You need to be on fucking Warped Tour. Just from what you just said right there, that mindset alone, that outlook on life and music should be reason enough to be on Warped Tour, just from that. So what the fuck?
I know. I don't know, man. You know, it's something that kind of bummed me out is like, and yeah, I shouldn't even be saying this on an interview, but like really what happened is like, when you're in a band, you spend so many years building up your band to the point where you can get a team of people behind you and a team of people that work with you to accomplish whatever goals you set out to accomplish. And I see so many lead singers that go off and do these solo things, but you know what else I see that follows them? I see the team of people that are with their band that follows them. And like for me, it really wasn't like that. Like I'm completely on my own right now. I don't have an agent. I don't have a manager. I mean, I have Rob Hitt, who's an amazing dude, and I surrender, but, like, at the same time, I don't have a home label-wise for this next record yet. And that's something that I'm still kind of working on. So it's like all of this stuff kind of, whereas it would fall on so many different people's shoulders, now it all falls on my shoulders. And I'm okay with that because I'm, you know, I like to let things, the hard times kind of push me to work harder.
Right, give you that extra drive, as if you needed any more of a drive that, you know,
Yeah, exactly. But, like, so it's just kind of hard for me to get on a major tour like Warped Tour, you know? Like, even though, like, Valencia fucking did Warped Tour, like, 5 years in a row. You know what I mean? Like we slummed it for the first 3 years, and then we kind of worked our way up to the stages, and that's something that we were really proud of.
Right.
And I love Warped Tour. I love all the people that are on Warped Tour. I love what it stands for.
The whole philosophy behind it. Yeah, the whole philosophy.
Yeah, I've been going to Warped Tour since 98. You know what I mean? Like, I remember, like, seeing Blink on Warped Tour and Green Day on Warped Tour and all these bands that eventually then blew up and started, like, playing arenas and all that shit. And, like, for me, like, I just want to be a part of it. Like, it's a perfect opportunity. It's the perfect time. They have an acoustic stage. And, you know, it just makes complete sense to me to be on that and to be a part of it and to help, you know...
Help Warped Tour as well. Yeah,
Warped Tour out. You know, like kids, like, these days, they take festivals like that for granted because they don't understand, like, where it came from. They see all these big sponsors. They see the big stages. They see the money behind it. But they don't remember 98 because they weren't around to like really appreciate it, you know? And they need to kind of
go back to their
roots in a way, you know? And like remember that Warped Tour was always about like helping the bands out and like doing a tour where all these bands kind of come together and do a really fun summer tour together. And, you know, bands take a pretty big hit on the guarantees to do Warped Tour and... I mean, I don't mean to bring like business into this at all, but like that's kind of what it is. Like because Warped Tour is what it is, bands are willing to do that because they know
just the experience and they just also the you know just the out you know the using it as an outlet because your name will be brought out there because the festival is huge as hell. You know, just,
yeah. I mean, it's
fucking Warped Tour. Like hell yeah,
it's a special thing. It's Warped Tour. You know, it's very special and like.
But you just want to be a part of it, man. Hell yeah.
I just want to be a part of it. I just want to do it. I just want to be a part of it.
We need to send an SOS. I love Kevin Lyman. Kevin's such a good dude, and you know, a lot of those people are, right? Because you know, he's still a humble-ass dude, and he's a great person in general. So we just need to get – so it's an SOS to him to because that acoustic stage would be perfect for you. I mean, for those that don't know, there's this acoustic stage that will be you know, doing Warped Tour, and you got great people. You got Anthony from like Bayside there. Lost for Forge will be doing some of it, maybe even the whole thing, I believe. Vinny from like Eye on the Avalanche is doing – You know, a lot of cool people, so why not have
Koji?
Shane?
Yeah, man, Koji.
Yeah, Koji, yeah. So get fucking Valencia from Shane on. Shane from Valencia on, dude.
Yeah. I'm okay with you saying that because I wanted that bad.
Yeah, you know, get Shane. Well, or, yeah, or Shane. Well, I guess we'll use your full name. Is that what we're going by? Shane?
Yeah.
But no, man. All right, well, you know, hopefully it'll work out. I mean, and is it kind of crazy now that, like, you kind of realize that, like, you were saying before about having a backing and then kind of just seeing, maybe not, I mean, you still have a backing, but as far as like a team of people around you, is it kind of a shitty feeling that like now that Valencia is, you're not part of Valencia anymore, that kind of has gone away or maybe drifted a little bit? Or is it just like, did you always expect, like people always say like, oh, well, that's one of the things about the industry. People that are your friends all of a sudden aren't your friends. Is it that bad or is it just kind of just the situation?
I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think, you know, at the end of the day, you just got to remember that it is a business, and sometimes, like, mixing friendships with business isn't that great. But I think it is a little bit of a bummer to me, but at the same time, it's a chance for a new beginning, and I'm taking the chance with open arms, and I'm putting myself out there, and that's, you know, that's all I can really do at this point is just keep at it and keep working, and like that's kind of why I started doing those like cover videos that I've been
Yeah, which are fun. they were coming out like every week at one point. Those were cool, man, because you gave your own little twist to it. And I kind of wanted to bring it to that. Like, you're still writing and stuff. Are you going to be doing more shows like on your own? I know that you've done things like at Maxwell's and just other stuff. Like,
yeah, I was in the process of trying to like book a little week-long tour in March, which, you know, didn't really come through that easily, mostly because there wasn't that team of people to help me out to do it. And it's like, you can only, you know, contact so many promoters and try and get yourself in so many cities. But, like, I wound up just kind of getting three shows this month. And in April, I'm going to be doing a Philly show on April 27th.
Cool.
And in May, I'm actually going to the UK for the first time, like, on my own, to do a full tour in the UK with my friend Rob Lynch, who's a great musician from over there. And I'm stoked on that because, like, that came together. And I think that's going to be great. And, you know, I just want to tour. I want to play music. And I've been writing like crazy. I have tons of songs already written. And kind of debating like where to go with it, like whether or not I need to change the POR name, which is just Promise of Redemption, for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about.
Right, yeah, it's Promise of Redemption, right.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm just kind of in the stage of figuring it all out and getting to the point where I can get the ball rolling on the stuff that we're talking about. And
is there anything people can do out there to help you at all, or is it just make sure to follow you on Facebook and Twitter and just, like, keep updated?
Yeah,
and
just keep an eye out, you know?
Cool. Awesome.
I'm constantly doing things. I'm constantly trying to stay out there and trying to keep playing music. And by no means am I, like, standing up here on a pedestal saying, like, I'm the greatest fucking person alive. I'm just saying, like, if you liked Valencia or you love Valencia, and I know there's, like, a good amount of people out there who do, because,
yes,
like, we wouldn't have had a 7.5-year-long career if there weren't those people. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
completely, right.
Those people supported us, and they kept us going. And I just want those people to know that I'm still fucking here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still writing songs, and it's still my voice, and it's still my message that I stand for. And, like, I just want people to know that. And, you know, I'm extremely humbled at the fact that there's still so many people that support me. I can tell, like,
people got tattoos of your lyrics, you know, like, we all need a reason to believe, like, yeah, there are that loyal ass fan base.
Last night I played a show in Altoona. I played an acoustic show in Altoona, and a girl came up to me and said, hey, I saw you in Pittsburgh on the Ann Arbor tour that you guys, the co-headline Ann Arbor tour that you did, and you wrote out lyrics for me, and I just wanted to show you something. And she, like, showed me a tattoo that she got, which was in my handwriting of my lyrics. You know what I mean? Like, so it means a lot to me, because that's, like, shit that I went through, and people are associating with it. And it's like, with any kind of issue that you might have, or, you know, whatever you find peace in music with, like, maybe that's not the best wording of what I'm trying to say, but, like, you know, you need to kind of band together and, like, you be a group, you know
right.
what I mean? It's like, for Bass, you brought up Anthony Ranieri, for example. You know, like, the shirts that Bayside had that said, Bayside is a cult.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's shit like that.
Yeah,
it's, like,
it's true.
if you fucking believe in a band's message and you love them to the point where you will support them constantly, go to their shows, buy their music, and just enjoy what they have to offer, then, you know, just revel in that shit, man. Just, like, enjoy it and keep supporting whatever band you support, you know? Like I said, I'm not standing here saying I'm the best singer in the world, but I'm just saying, give me a fucking chance.
Right, yes.
You know? I'm not done. Like, give me a chance. Like, keep an eye out.
There it is. And listen, well, that's why I put you on. You know, I was texting, I was like, yo, why the fuck don't you come back on the show? And then, so, yeah, man, you always have a home here, so.
I appreciate that. And, for like, you, for example, have been supporting Valencia since I can fucking remember. I remember doing our first interview with you. I think it was actually at Warped Tour, wasn't it?
Probably one of the first ones, yeah.
I remember, like, meeting you, and I was like, holy shit, this dude is amazing. Like,
this kid gets it, right?
The energy this guy puts out is awesome. Like, you know, like, and that's why, like, I feel like if you support me, I'm going to fucking support you. You know what I mean? Like, and I appreciate what you've done for Valencia, and the fact that you've always, you know, anytime we've ever said, hey, can we do an interview, you say, jump right on.
Yeah, come on.
You know, like,
yeah. Nah, man,
just, like,
it's
today,
vice versa,
like,
you know.
You gave me the chance to get up here right now, and I appreciate that, you know. Like,
yeah, of course, man. Yeah, you know, and it's I just wish everybody was as cool, like, or at least, like, as willing and open-minded as, you know, some of us, or as we are, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, you know, I guess thus is life. But listen, man, I'm very stoked, and, you know, so a lot will be, you know, let's keep this ball rolling, you know, and, you know, there's a lot of chances out there this year. So let's just hope they all come through, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I like I said, man, I've been recording. I've got these new songs, and I honestly believe that if you dug Valencia, you're going to dig this.
Perfect. Well, listen, we love you, man. Always a pleasure. I'll see you fantasy baseball season.
Oh, buddy.
We got Nano on from the All-Time Low Crew. Travis from We the Kings will be joining us. Will from Cartel.
He's never going to go anywhere because all he's going to do is pick Tampa Bay.
Pick all the Rays, yeah.
Players.
Yeah, and you'll pick all the Phillies, so...
Well, I'll be all right then if I pick all the
Phillies. Shut up.
I'm going straight to the fucking playoffs.
Oh, Christ. I'll see you, man. Always a pleasure, dude.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. One more thing.
Yes.
Bands that are out there that are listening, if you're listening and you write music and play music, I've been doing quite a bit of production lately as well, you know, just working in the studio. And I love hearing new bands, and I love... you know, doing projects. I did Juliet Sims' record back in May, and I did this kid, Cody Hoffman from New Jersey, who his record's coming out on Pacific Ridge, which is the label that put out my first Promise of Redemption record. And, you know, I love doing that kind of stuff. So if they want to hit me up, just hit me up at promiseofredemption@gmail.com.
Promiseofredemption@gmail.com. Perfect.
And that's not something that, like, I do... just to make money. Like I need to really care about your band, and I really need to dig what you're writing in order to work with you. That, like, I just wanted to get that out there. But
cool. Of course,
you know,
man, yeah.
Just hit me up.
There you go, Shane. Always a pleasure, dude.
Thanks, brother.
Always.